trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes.
This ain't eggnog. It's not eggnog. I'm not drinking eggnog. Christmas carols. Christmas carols. Passion fruit. Passion fruit. Another episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Oh, man. Let's turn that down just slightly, shall we? Oh, man. Yes. Last episode of the year. I know I took last week off. It was the holidays, man. And plus, I was moving and shaking and moving last week. Did you miss me? But yes, the last episode of the year. I have nothing planned. I have nothing written. I have my whole new setup. I have my tablet right there, which acts as my teleprompter. But I am putting the kibosh on today's planned show. We're also going to do a part two of relationships. But it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right coming back after a week hiatus, especially for the last episode of the year, just to talk about the same old, same old. I want to talk about just whatever comes to my head, man. Like, I'm tired. I'll tell you that. Like, I know how the holiday spirit. Look at me. Wrong, Joe. Try again. The holiday season takes a toll on everybody. It takes a toll, not just like financially, but it takes its toll emotionally and your energy, your physically. You're just like out of it. So I hope everybody's surviving Christmas, much like a lot of you survived R. Kelly. But yes, I want to say this Christmas is a lot different than I'm used to, or something that I haven't been used to in a very long time, where... usually in the past couple of years, I spent Christmas alone, and then I would get my kids the next day on Christmas Day. Because Latinos, we celebrate on the 24th. Because it only makes sense that way. It literally only makes sense to celebrate of the eve of the day and then just, you know, rest the actual day, the actual holiday, which is the day of rest. Like, for example, if New Year's Eve, huh? We all celebrate New Year's Eve, don't we? You don't drink on January 1st. That's fucking ridiculous. But we drink the 31st, and we wake up hungover at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 1st. So, much like that, Christmas Eve is celebrated on the 24th in some Latin households. So... And I spend the 24th alone. Then I get my kids on Christmas Day, Christmas morning. But this year my kids are away. They're in Colombia, and great for them, man. Like, shit. Like, I didn't have the luxury of traveling as a kid to another country for Christmas. So. You know, I'm happy for them. They're having a great time. I gave them a pre-gift before they left. So, you know, and then I'll give them the rest of the gifts when they get back. But this year is outside of my norm, which is good because, like, you know, usually I just sulk at home and shit. And I can see, you know, again, like, you know, I think I spoke about it, where the holiday season brings depression, and I can see how that, you know, I can see how that can affect people just by being alone. Like, you know, if I didn't do what I did this weekend, or, you know, for this holiday, I would have fallen into that cycle of depression or sadness or whatever the fuck you want to call it. So this year was the first Christmas, much like the first Thanksgiving, this coming week, the first New Year's I'm going to spend with my girl. And interesting is the word I will use. Definitely interesting. So there's no way to sugarcoat it. Like, so before all that, right? So me, I am the type to, if you're my partner, you're my companion, my comrade, my girl, my woman, I would go, hey, I got you a bunch of stuff, and I give you said stuff. That's just how I do it. Like, I'm not used to it. I'm just very I don't like surprises. So here's your gift. If you don't like your gift, we can easily return it. Whatever. Why wait a week or until the next time I see you, or wait till Santa wraps it under the fucking tree? Like me, here's your fucking gift. You don't like it, then we can return it. And this is there's no harm, no foul. So I like to do my gift exchange before the day, just because, whatever. It's just like, hey, I got it for you. I don't want to hold it. Here it is. So, I want to say, what is it? It's 23rd? Yes, the 23rd, my girl and I exchanged gifts. She got me real cool stuff, man. Like, you know, I like the fact that she knows my body. Like, you know, she knows what I'm into. She knows and appreciates, my interests, even though they're not her interests, but, you know, she likes to get me stuff that correlate to my personal interests and my hobbies and whatever. And, you know, just like stuff that I've seen on TV or just things that I've mentioned, like she's very receptive, of that. And so thank you, baby. It was awesome. Everything that you got me, the one thing I would say that she got me, so I'm not going to talk about the other gifts. The one thing that she got me, I'll be remiss if I don't mention. So, for those of you who know me, or for those of you who don't, I have not taken a vacation in quite some time. It's been a minute. I think the last semblance of a vacation, like a real vacation, I went to Boston for 3 days, but it's Boston, it's 3 days, I drove there, I think the last time I was out of country was, 2013-ish, I went to Colombia with, you know, I was still with my kid's mom, and we all went as a family and whatever, and then we spent like 2 weeks out there. So that's like literally the last time I ever took a out of country vacation, and then subsequent like real vacation, just because time and work and money, you know, things become an issue. My girl's been she likes to travel. And that's something that I'm learning about this generation of females. They love to travel. They like, yo, I want to go to Bali. Why? Just give, don't fucking ask me questions. I want to go to fucking Bali. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's go to fucking Bali. Well, you can't, Joe, because you don't have a passport. So I'm like, okay. So I like, so you know what? Like 2024, I'm gonna put it on my agenda to get my passport renewed, which has long since been expired. So, knowing the type of person that I am, I see certain things as a luxury or whatever, or like is not high up on my priority list. What she did was, she got me the passport application. So yes, I'm gonna be renewing my passport, just because yeah, I want to go out of country again, and just this is just another step. But now there's gonna be no excuse. Just submit my application, get my shit. And then just go out of country with my girl. So again, thank you, baby, for getting me my passport application. So yeah, it is it is what it is. Yes. So she knows that there's certain things that I will procrastinate if I don't see it high up on the priority list. But she's pushing me forward in that, because I was like, oh, now I gotta go to the fucking library, or I gotta go to the post office and shit. So yes, so that's what that's the one of the gifts that my girl got me. Yeah, so again, interesting Christmas. Oh, you know what, before I go on with the show, for the past, I want to say, year and a half, I've been with the company that I've been with, and it has been so. Last week, the reason I didn't record is because I was traveling from Jersey to Pennsylvania, on the usual days that I record, or and release the show. But because I was driving an hour and a half there and an hour and a half back, like by the time I got home, I was worn out and shit. So, but the reason I'm going back and forth is because for the past year and a half, I've been working for this company, and I just got a very, very important in my career promotion. So, oh, that was I hate how abrupt these sound clips are. That's better, right? That's, at least that's better. So yes, I will be working in Pennsylvania. I'll be excuse me, I'll be commuting daily, but and they will pay me for my commute, heftily, I might add. So that's why I didn't record last week. So anyway, getting back to Christmas, right? So, it's very like I love my family. I love them. I love them. You have to. They're your family. You can't really not like them. Well, you could not like them. I love them. I love my family. Don't like them a lot. So, I stick to the few cousins that I like. Obviously, my brothers and my sisters. Nope, not just my brothers. So with that being said, if I go to a family's Christmas party, holiday party, whatever the fuck you want to call it, you expect good food, just drinks and just games and shit like that, which I saw. So I went, so I this past weekend, this Christmas Eve, I spent it again, my first year celebrating with her. I went to my girl's aunt's or uncle's house, or which he lives there with his wife. Now, from what I heard, this young lady, this aunt, is not the typical tia. Now, typical tias, if you think about it, it's the jiggly arm fat. She's cooking it up, and she's fucking She got her fucking ankle in the fucking mashed potatoes and the macaroni salad. She's chopping up apples and putting it in the macaroni salad. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, some Latinos put apples in our potato salad. But she's getting down. She's sweating. I need the lard. I need the this for the fucking the tamales, and I need the pernil, and you know, stab it. So put the garlic. There's a lot of shit that goes into the typical Latinas, Diaz household. With if she is in fact hosting Christmas, not this one. Not this one, ladies and gentlemen. No, 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 no. Not this one. Apparently, this tía is a more of a health conscious type. And during the holidays, and let's get this shit up front. During the holidays, there's no such thing as diets, people. That's why the gym memberships go up on January 1st. There's no such thing as diets. There's no such thing as, you know what, I'm watching what I eat and blah blah. No, nigga, it's pasta, it's rice, it's pasta and rice. It's four different types of starches on one plate. It's meat, it's cheese, it's fucking blah, dressing and more shit. You literally gain holiday weight. It's a tradition because you're eating at so many people's houses and you're eating all these leftovers, and it's just the way it is. That's just it's the holiday weight that you gain. So there's no such thing as fucking watching what I eat, or, you know what, I'm thinking about a beetroot, whatever. Like me, I don't eat meat. Like, I don't eat fish, chicken, beef, pork, or any of that. But I'm still chubby, nigga. Like, I still eat all this fucking pasta and like, all this rice, and I'm with the beans and da-da-da-da-da. So with that being said, this tía is a very health conscious tía, which I've never heard in my life. Never heard of a health conscious tía in my life. Call me crazy. So, I hate the fact that Latinos eat so late in the day, because by the time you get, like, by the time food is served, you're fucking starving. It's like 9 o'clock at night. Very similar to Thanksgiving. You're fucking starving. I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't wait. So I'm hungry. So again, I don't eat animal protein. Pause. So my girl's like, I'm sure there's something there so you can eat. It's a Latino family, and there has to be rice and beans or some kind of pasta dish or whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm sure I can eat something there. So, she's like, la comida ya está lista. The food is already ready. Let's do this. Bam. Form a line. And everybody's like, fuck it. Form a line. So, she's taking off the tin foil off this shit. She's taking it. Oh, she's just fucking getting it already. Unwrapping. Ooh, is that pernil? I don't eat it. Smells delicious. Looks delicious. Bet. Ooh, is that salad? Cool. Ooh, nice salad. What kind of lasagna is that? Oh, it's a new recipe that I'm trying. It has chicken, ground chicken, because it's healthier for you. Because the meat has just too much the grease. Bleh. Cool. Now, I can't eat the pernil, and I can't eat the lasagna because it has ground chicken, even though it's healthy for you. And then I'm like, oh, there has to be rice. There has to be rice. This is a Latino family, and there has to be fucking rice somewhere. Somewhere in this fucking house, there is rice. And I was right. There was rice. taking off the fucking tinfoil. And I'm like, was, hey, babe, what's up with that rice? And my girl goes, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with the rice. And I was like, I'm going to go inspect this rice. Because it's very intriguing. I've never seen such rice. Because I've never seen beans of the sort. So I get closer and I get closer and I inspect this rice. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no easy way for me to say this. So I'm just going to say it. Colombian. Allow me to preface this with, they're Colombian. All right. Those cranberries. There was walnuts. There was green onion. And I think there was raisins. And rice. And Latino. Colombian rice. And I, again, there were cranberries. There were walnuts. I believe raisins and green onions and savory rice to accompany the pernil, to accompany the chicken lasagna and a salad. And the salad had raisins, walnuts, and cranberries too. Now, I was disappointed because I have never seen such a concoction in all my life. And I'm like, it's 9, bro. It's 9 o'clock. And I'm hungry. So I'm going to eat. Because if not, I get so angry and so irritable. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me suck it up. Now, allow me to describe this rice. It was interesting. Now, interesting is not good. It's not bad. It's interesting. You never want to describe anything or anyone as interesting. Hey, man. You see that girl over there? She's interesting looking. Like, there's no, you don't want to fucking describe somebody like that. It's insulting. Or is it? I don't know. It's interesting. You're not. Your look is very interesting. Or how's her personality? Is she cool? Is she smart? Is she nerdy? Is she weird? She's interesting. Like, interesting. Interesting, bro? So this rice was very interesting. It didn't sit right with me. That I couldn't fucking describe it well. I can only describe it or compare it to, I want to say, like, a couple of years ago, like, when TikTok first blew up, it was like COVID and all that shit, and there was like this challenge where you would put like yellow mustard on watermelon, right? And they're like, you got to taste it and then you have to post your reaction to it. So I'm there, I'm at my brother's house, and I'm my nephew, which is my brother's stepson, you know, like, my nephew goes, yo, Joe, check this out. This is that watermelon mustard thing. And I tasted it, and it was interesting, because it's not disgusting, but it's not, what bothers you is that if it's interesting, you take another bite and you go, I don't know. And you're looking around, all befuddled. And you're like, I don't know how to fucking describe. I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know why this fucking, this rice gives me such ambiguous fucking feelings in my soul. Why are you doing this to me? Why have you created this conundrum in my fucking brain and taste buds where I don't know how to feel about cook? Because, look, very typically, we all have the tia that knows how to throw down. Some of our moms were that tia that knew how to throw down in the kitchen. Bam. Pollo guisado. Bam. Pernil. Bam. On point. Then we had, so whenever somebody tasted their food, you would get the universal, that, right? And then we also have those tias, and some of them are your moms too, and some of them are our moms, where they, like, look, you're not allowed to cook anymore. Bring the cups and ice. That's it. That's your job. That's your job in the family. You bring the utensils and the shit that we drink out of, and you can buy the Coke. So there's certain people in the family that don't cook anymore, but they just bring the other shit. Like, oh, hey, you know somebody that has chairs? Bring chairs. So, again, there's those two polar opposites. That's like, you either, the food is either good or the food is either bad, and then whatever, I'll get Chinese food when I leave. Now, I didn't know how to feel about this rice, so I ate it. And what's funny, and here's the funny part about it, because again, this, I don't know anybody except for my girl, her uncle and her aunt. Her uncle and her mom. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm just there. So what I do is I play the wall, and I look around. I look around and I start observing. I start people watching. Now, so I'm looking at the aunt who, ooh, you want to know a secret? And babe, I'm sorry. But I'm not saying any names, so. And I hopefully your family doesn't listen to the podcast. Maybe they're one of the 65. I'm losing listeners, by the way. So this aunt, she pays for people to cook the food for her. I've never heard of, like, I've heard of, like, hey, we're having a baby shower and we're gonna cater and all that. But usually family gatherings are a potluck. Like, hey, you bring this, you bring that, you bring this, you bring that, and then whatever. But this aunt takes it upon herself to cater everything, which means, ladies and gentlemen, if you're fucking paying attention, and I hope you are, if you're paying attention, that means she called somebody and commissioned this food. And she specifically asked to put cranberries and walnuts inside of the rice. Now, and I'll get back to the rest of the story that I was in the middle of saying. Anyway, so usually, if you have a family gathering, and then you're essentially the Rolling Stones, right? You're going to go see the Stones. I'm going to go see Ja Rule. I'm going to see Ja fucking Rule, right? I'm over there. And then all of a sudden, Ja Rule starts doing acoustic songs that nobody's ever heard. And now, like, everybody's just looking at each other like, yo, what the fuck's going on? And then he's like, all right, y'all, good night. Holla. And then he leaves and shit, right? Everybody will be confused. They're like, it was okay, but what the fuck was that? So family gatherings are much like seeing Ja Rule. If I go to Ja Rule concert and I don't hear Holla Holla or Put It On Me, I'm going to fucking flip my shit, nigga. Like, yo, I came here for the hits. The hits in a Latin Thanksgiving or a Latin Christmas or New Year's, whatever. Rice and beans. Boom. Off rip. Some kind of pork, chicken, or beef. Cool. Some kind of potato salad. Something. Some kind of tamale. Some kind of whatever. Something indigenous to where you're fucking from. I've dated and been in long-term relationships with enough Colombians to know that that shit was odd. Like, I was like, something's off. So anyway, so this bitch is over here doing a fucking acoustic set of some underground label, underground album that Ja Rule did and shit. Like, I just want the hits. So anyway, so I play the back and I start people watching. I only know my girl, her mom, her uncle. So now I'm looking at the aunt. And I'm looking at the aunt. Watching people serve themselves food. And I'm watching the aunt watch people take their first bite of that rice. Now, I want to say the audacity of it. Like me, if when I cook for people, I sit and I watch and I watch the first bite. I stand there. I'm like, what do you think? And they're like, that's interesting. And now fucking like, you know what? Fuck you. I fucking been sweating in this kitchen and shit. Whatever. So she's watching these people eat this food. This weird ass, almost dessert rice. And I'm like, yo, is she like wondering what they think of the food that she ordered and shit? Like, no, bro. Like, you ordered weird shit. Stop doing weird shit. So, I say this. Please, ladies and gentlemen, don't be this aunt. Don't be this tia. Don't do weird shit on Christmas. Because, you know, play the hits. Play the hits, man. Now I have New Year's coming up, and again my kids are in Colombia, so I'm gonna see them after the New Year. But again, this is gonna be the first time I'm gonna spend time with my girls' friends. This is the first time they're all gonna meet me, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm really excited about it because I know how important my girls' friends are to her, so. You know, it's always just interesting to start meeting the people that helped shape a person's personality or their point of view. So New Year's Eve, I shall be partying it up with my girl's friends. So Joe, how did your girl react to her gifts? You ask. I'm glad you asked. She liked them. I know how to do gifts. I do gifts very well. But yes, again, man, like I'm very attentive. I got things that interest her. She loves Harry Potter. Again, she loves Harry Potter. So I got a bunch of Harry Potter stuff. I wanted to get her Harry's wand, but I guess, babe, mute this part. I guess that will have to be for our anniversary. So TBD. I got her a gift that made her cry, which was nice, because I've never had a person cry of joy, like tears of joy, not like, oh my God, why would you do that? Why would you give me a picture of an aborted fetus? Like, sorry, but yeah, she cried tears of joy, of the gift that I got her. And it's like I've never experienced that before, which is pretty cool. I'm doing a batido. If you heard that snap and pop. So yeah. So it's cool, man. Like I you know, again, it was real nice spending time with her. And again, like we started earlier this year, about February. So yeah, so our year subscription is up for renewal, and I shall renew. And that's my way. That's me being romantic, honey. Aren't I the sweetest? So yes, I will renew the lease, I guess. but yes, I care for her dearly. And I want her to be happy. So here we are. We're spending holidays together. And I hope everybody was spending holidays with loved ones and just happy with even if you didn't get a lot, or if you got anything, if you got anything, be happy. If you got nothing, be happy. If you're with the person, if you're with the people that you love, I say cherish that. I say count your blessings that you still have them, because I've seen a lot of people lose people this past weekend, and it's not easy. So my thoughts and prayers and go out to them. It's never easy. I've seen people welcome life over the Christmas weekend, which, you know, again, my thoughts and prayers for you guys, and God bless. And I just want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to be successful. I want everybody to face this new coming year with a positivity, that things will be all right, man. Like it's not easy. You know, the older that you get, the more you lose. So I want everybody to appreciate what they have and who they have in their life, more and more and more each day, because, you know, you never know what happens, what's going to happen, tomorrow, an hour from now, next year, next month, whatever. So I just want everybody to be truly, truly grateful for what they have and who they have while they have them. And like, you know what, man? I've been very grateful to a lot of people and for a lot of people. For my kids, my family, my friends, my coworkers, my bosses, and all that. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of people come into my life and keep me focused on what I need to do. I'm grateful for getting together with my girl this year, because it just like it helped me learn a lot more about myself. A lot that I needed to work on. A lot of the things that I wasn't sure that I worked on, that it came, like, whenever a difficulty or an argument happened, I was able to respond to it maturely, more maturely than I would in the past. So I'm grateful for the experiences that helped me and shaped me become a better partner for her and whatever. So I'm grateful for her. I'm very thankful for her. This past year's been highs and lows and setbacks and step forwards. And next year, I'm stepping into a new role that's going to be emotionally and physically tasking on me. So, but I feel that I'm ready for it. And even if I'm not ready, I have the people in my life that I can always depend on and lean on to help me through it and to talk me through it. And I want everybody to have that in their life as well. I want everybody to find those people in your life and cherish them and talk to them, hold them close, because they might need you as well. So you know what, man, like I'll end this episode, the last episode of the year, like this. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for all of you who listen, for the all of you who support the show, who, like, when I took a break, when I took that like, what is it, 5 month break, something like that, you guys were behind me on my ass, like, yo, you know what, man, you need to start the shit again, because you were really good at it, or whatever, just like, just supporting me, like, and this is what we need to do as a people, like, without y'all, like, I wouldn't have continued with this, I would have just given it up, and I appreciate y'all. And you know what, man, 2024 is gonna bring, hopefully I'll innovate expand, this is the word I was looking for, I'll expand this, the formats of this show. I might even look at Twitch or YouTube live streams or whatever. But I appreciate all of you who have shown me nothing but support, nothing but love, and criticism as well. And this is how I've been able to I guess advance my podcasting platforms, and like even the people who are watching me on Spotify right now, I appreciate y'all for subscribing, because a lot of you didn't have Spotify before, and it looks like a lot of you got it just for the show, and I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Not just the people that I know personally, like I have people that listen in California, I have people that listen in Florida, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, I have, and like, you know, just looking at my analytics, you know, I have people that listen in other countries, like I'm streamed in Canada and in the UK and fucking Ukraine, even in the World War, they're finding ways to listen to my stupid shit, and I appreciate y'all, man. So, so for the last episode of 2023, I love y'all, I appreciate y'all, and I said, bitch.